Dr. Burstein, another issue that has come out that I'm sure the clinicians are facing currently is the issue of a woman who is HER2 positive, who's finished her chemotherapy a year ago, 2 years ago, and is interested in receiving trastuzumab. What are you doing in your practice?
So the question was, what about women who finished chemotherapy 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 months ago? And this is an issue that seemed to have great urgency at ASCO in May, but with the passage of time has already sort of played itself out. Our group adopted what the practice of the intergroup was, which is that we discussed it with women who were within the first 6 months of treatment. And I think for women who are beyond 6 months, well, for anyone who had any completed therapy already, there are no data that adding trastuzumab is beneficial. And one of the interesting things in the intergroup study that was presented by Edith Perez at ASCO was that the sequential treatment program of AC Taxol followed by trastuzumab actually did not lower significantly the risk of recurrence in that study. So that was the arm B of the intergroup trial. And in that comparison, trastuzumab did not improve on outcomes for AC Taxol alone, which is a little hard to reconcile with the HERA data, except that in the North American trial, all the women had also gotten taxane therapy, which may have raised the bar and made it more difficult to actually see a benefit for adding trastuzumab. But you can actually point to that data in a case such as this and say, you know, in women who've had an anthracycline and a taxane, that sequential addition of trastuzumab, at least in that experience, did not substantially lower the risk of their recurrence. And for that reason, I don't think one is obliged to go and contact all your patients who finished chemotherapy 6, 12, 18 months ago and say, you know, come on back in and consider trastuzumab.